This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Masechta Yevamos. Tonight's daf is daf Gimel Amud Beis. We begin on Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines in the bottom. The Mishnah said two exclusionary statements. It said 15 Nashim Pater their Tzaros. By the way, just bear in mind the first Tosfos, that this Mishnah, in this contradistinction to the second Mishnah, it says Chamesh Asrei Nashim, it doesn't say Arayos. You would have expected it to say Arayos. But putting that aside for a moment, it says the number 15, and it says Ve'elu Hein. So firstly it says a number, and then it says them. So the Gemara wants to know, Minyana de Reisha Lamute Mai, the minion of the Reisha, 15, which implies, Rashi explains, 15 and no more. And Minyana de Seifa, the Minyana de Seifa refers to, on Beis Amud Beis, the top line, Hare Elu, Paitroi Sariseyam, Asar Sariseyam, these pater and nothing else. So what does this come to exclude? What does the minion of the Reisha come to exclude? What does the minion of the Seifa come to exclude? It says, Gemara, Lema'uti derav udravasi. To exclude the halachos of Rav and Ravasi. What's Rav and Ravasi? Rav says, look at the top Rashi, Saras Soita Asura. That means, if a woman, in other words, your brother married a woman, and she was mezana, she committed adultery. So the halacha is that she is a soita. So she's a soita. She's asur to your brother. She's asur to the baal. And apparently what we're learning is she's asur to the yavam. And not only that, according to Rav, she also paters the tzara. So the Mishnah is saying, La'afuke, Rav, who says that a soita paters the tzara. So comes the Mishnah and says, we don't hold like Rav. She doesn't pater the tzara. Now, there's a shaila that when we say that she paters the tzara, what does that mean, she paters the tzara? And what does our Mishnah mean that she doesn't pater the tzara? So does that mean you could do yibum to the tzara? Does that mean you could only do chalitza to the tzara? We'll have to see later on Daf Yud Aleph. But right now we're saying it not like Ravasi. Ravasi says it paters the tzara, and our Mishnah holds it does not pater the tzara. That's the opinion of Rav. Ravasi Omar, tzaras islandis. That means if you married an islandis. Now, what do you mean if you married an islandis? The Mishnah said if you marry an islandis, it's a mekach tos. That's true. That's if you didn't know she was an islandis. But if you did know she was an islandis, then Savar Vakibal, in other words, if you married a woman knowing she was an islandess and there was another wife and the brother died without children, according to Ravasi, the islandess and her co-wife is Usser. So in other words, we have two cases. We have a case of Rav, Tsaras Saita. We have a case of Ravasi, Tsaras islandess. And our Mishnah is saying, no, that these women do not pater their tsaras. Says Gemara, and what about Rav and Ravasi? According to Rav and Ravasi, that in fact these women do pater their tzaras. So what does the number of the Mishnah come to exclude? L'Rav l'Ravasi l'mute mai. According to Rav and Ravasi, what does it come to exclude? Says the Gemara, Yisvira lu luhu dahadadi. If Rav and Ravasi hold of each other, meaning they both hold that tzaras soita and tzaras islandis are pater. So then, chada lemute tsaras memamenes. One will exclude a tsaras memamenes. We'll see what that is in Rashi. V'chada lemute tsaras machse grushasei. And one will exclude the tsara of a woman who you took back after you divorced her. In other words, one might have thought that the tsara of a woman who did miyun, or the tsara of a woman who you had divorced and now you took back, you would think it asers the tsara. Comes the Mishnah according to Rav and Ravasi and says, no, it does not answer the tzara. Now, what does it mean, tzaras memamenas? I spoke about this with Michal. Remember we spoke about this? We know that memamenas, if a girl is an orphan girl and her brother married her off, so then she could do miyun to the husband that her brother and mother married her off to. But what we're about to learn is not only could she do miyun to her next husband, but if that husband dies, she could do miyun to the yavam and thereby retroactively nullify the marriage. So there is an opinion that a mema'enes would aser her tzara, and the Mishnah is saying no, she does not aser her tzara. Says Rashi, tzaras mema'enes, hare shahaya le'echav yisoyma ketana. Let's say your brother was married to an orphan girl, and v'isha acheres and another wife, umeis, and he died, umiyana haktana biyavam zeh. And now this orphan girl does miyon to the yavam. He vitsarasa asuralai. She and the tsara are asur to him. Umasnisin ashmeinan. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, the afal gav da asira aleha, even though she's asur to him, loy miftara michalitza. He can't do yibum, but he could do chalitza. He's not exempt from chalitza. The hach isura midrabanan. The isur of yibum to tsaras memamenes is only midrabanan. And we're going to see it's a gzera because of tsaras bitoy memamenes. By the way, if you remember, we just had before the klal kol she'ena oila liyibum, ena oila lechalitza. So any woman who does, you don't do yibum to, you don't do chalitza to. So Rashi has to explain, how is it possible that this woman, you don't do yibum and you do chalitza? Okay, and what about tsaras machzor grushasai? Right, somebody who took back a woman he divorced. Rashi says, achiv shegirish achas v'shei noshav. Your brother divorced one of his two wives. V'nasis l'acher. Meanwhile, she marries someone else. V'avar v'chzir, and he takes her back, either after her second husband divorced her, or after he died. Umeis b'lay banim, and now the brother dies without children. Both women are usher to do yibum, and the chiddush is that at the very least that you do chalitza. Now, Rashi implies that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you do chalitza. Meaning, I would have thought that she is mamish usher like a tsaras erva, and therefore you don't do yibum, and you don't do chalitza. Rashi is mashma. No, the chiddush is that you do chalitza. Now, I believe the way they learn Rashi is, because there is another opinion. There's another opinion that not only do you do chalitza, you could even do yibam. And I believe that you could read Rashi. Rashi's not saying that you're not allowed to do yibam. Rashi's just saying this even fits in according to the Manda Omar, that you don't do yibam. Aye, but that means that the tzara is aser. No, it could be read that, it could be understood that you do chalitza. Rashi just trying to explain how the Mishnah would fit in according to the opinion that tzaras mema'enes and tzaras machzor grushasai, you still do chalitza, that could still fit into the Mishnah. Certainly the Mishnah could fit in according to the Manda Omar that you even do yibum. By the way, Tosfos in the top right hand side wants to know that the Gemara's whole kasha was, what does the minion of the Reisha come to exclude? What does the minion of the Seifa come to exclude? What does the number come to exclude? What does the Hain come to exclude? So Tosfos could have said, the Gemara could have said, that both of them are excluded from the number 15. But apparently the Gemara feels that the number 15 excludes one, and the Harei Hain excludes one. Fine. The Gemara continues, L'Rav, L'Rav Asi, L'Sninu, according to Rav and Rav Asi, why aren't they in the Mishnah? Meaning, according to Rav and Rav Asi, the Mishnah should say 17 women. Not only the 15, but also Tsaras, Tsaras Soita and Tsaras Islandus. Why aren't they in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, L'Fisha Eina B'Tsaras Tsara. Because there's no possibility of tsaras tsara. Why is there no possibility of tsaras tsara? Because all the other arayas in the Mishnah, the erva is merely to one particular brother. Let's say bitai. So it's the daughter of the yavam, but that woman, upon the demise of her husband, could go marry a different brother. But if she is tsaras islandis or tsaras soita, where now there's a problem, not with one particular brother, but with the husband that she married, either because she committed adultery or because she's an islandess. So this would not allow her to marry any of the brothers. So there is no possibility of tsaras tsara. So Eina Chanami, the Mishnah could have said, Shiva Asrei Nashim, Poitrois Tsarois Sehen. But since the Mishnah is talking about Vitz Tsarois Tsarois Sam and the tsaras tsara, Therefore, it cannot could not have listed Saras Islandus and Saras Saita. Okay, so now we have the big Shaila. Minohani Mili. Minohani Mili, Rashi learns, how do we know that an Erva and her Tsara and a Tsara Tsara patters? What is the source? Now, what's very interesting is that the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel asks this question. And guess what the Gemara says on Daf Yud Gimel? The Gemara brings the Machlokes Amoraim. So, and the Gemara brings the opinion of Rabbi Huda that Saras Tsara is learned out from Litzrar. And the Gemara brings another opinion that Saras Tsara doesn't even need a Pasuk. So there's a big question as to the correct girsa of this brisa, but we will see. Mino ani mili. How do I know an erva, a tsara, and a tsara, tsara paters is pater from yibam? The Tanara banan, isha el achoisa, a woman and her sister, loisikach, do not take, litzrar, that they should be co-wives, meaning you cannot marry a woman and her sister, legalois ervasa, to uncover her erva, aleha, upon her bechayeha. Now, Bechayeha, we understand what that means. Bechayeha means that you can't marry a woman and her sister while your wife is alive. But once your wife passes on, then you can marry her sister. But what does Aleha mean? Aleha Bechayeha. Aleha ma talmud loy. What does it mean upon her? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Lefisha Nemar. There's a pasuk, Yavama Yavay Aleha. Her Yavam comes upon her. So we see the word Aleha is used in the context of Yibam. Shoimeya ani, I would have thought, afilu ba'achas mikol arayas ha'amuras b'toira, that the mitzvah of Yibam applies even if the woman is an erva, hakos medaber. Maybe the mitzvah of Yibam is talking about even if the Yavam is an erva. So we say no. Nemar kan Aleha. It says by the mitzvah of Yibam the word Aleh. And it says in the context of Achos Isha Aleh, Ma lahalon b'makom mitzvah. Just like by Yibam it's talking about where there's a mitzvah, Af kan, so too where in the Torah says, don't marry your wife's sister b'makom mitzvah, it's even if there's a mitzvah to do. And still it says, don't take her v'amar achman aloy sikach. So we make a gzera shava of Aleha, 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 it says by Yibam, and we say that the mitzvah, even though there's a mitzvah of Yibam, still, lo yisikach isha, isha el achoysa lo yisikach litzrar aleha b'chayah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, ve'in li elahi, I only know the achos isha, you can't do Yibam to tzara seminayin, how do I know you can't do Yibam to her co-wife? Talmud loymar, so therefore the Torah comes to teach, litzrar, don't take her co-wife. Now, the Gra takes out the following statement. Ve'en li ela tsarasa. I only know her tsara. Tsara tsarasa minayin. How do I know tsara tsara? Talmud loymar, litzrar. Therefore it says litzrar with an extra resh to teach me that not only is the tsara asar, but tsara tsara is also asar. Therefore, it says litzrar v'loy latzor. Now, why does the Gra take this out? The Gra takes it out because the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel brings the machlokes amoraim. How do I know it's sara sara? And if it was a beferish brisa that I learned it out from litzrar, then how could amoraim argue about that? By the way, in the Hagoyis Hagor, he brings that the Rishonim, the Sefer Hayosh, Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiddush Ramban. Seem to learn that these words do not appear. I, the Gra says, Rashi here implies that it is a correct gerasa, because Rashi says, litzrar, tsarois harbe mashma, midolai ksiv latzor. So clearly Rashi does have the gerasa. Says the Gra, it's not for sure. Rashi may just be saying the yeshita of Rabbi Huda on Daf Yud Gimel, but the Gra points out that Toisvis on Daf Beis, the second Toisvis, clearly holds that this is the correct Gersa, that we learn out Sara Sara from Litzrar. I, the Gemara later on Yud Gimel asks, where do I know Sara Sara? How could the Gemara ask such a thing? Says Toisvis, well, we have a Beferish Braisa. Says Toisvis, no. Sara Sara, everyone agrees we learn from Litzrar. The Shaila is, how do I know even 100? Is that also learned that from Litzrar, or is that a Svara? Okay, so just you should be aware that the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel discusses Tzaras Sara, and there is a shaila whether, in fact, this is the correct Girsa in the Braisa. Fine. So now we know that you don't do Yibum to Achis Isha. So you want to know, can a Ketana do Yibum? Would she not need her brother to sanction it just like her marriage? Well, we'll see about a Ketana. It's possible that a Ketana, her father married her off. So then the marriage, it could be a marriage that she didn't do Miyun to. In other words, if a father marries off a Ketana, then she can't nullify that marriage. Okay, so right now what do we have? We have that you can't do Yibum to Achis Isha, not to her, not to her Tzara, not to her Tzara Tzara. Says Gemara, Vainly Ela Achis Isha, I only know the Erva of Achis Isha, Shah Raias Minayin, how do I know other Raias? So we say Amrit, we say as follows, Ma Achis Isha, just like Achis Isha, Miuchedas has a unique quality, she Erva, she's one of the Arayas, V'chayovim Al Zedoina Kores, your Chayev, for her intentional violations, Kores, V'al Shigagasa Chatos, and in other words, if you live with her, b'shoygeg yirchay v'chatas, va'asur liyavam, she's asur to the yavam. So we're going to extrapolate and apply the same isser to all the arayas, because as Rashi points out, in the parsha of arayas, there are two parshas of arayas. There's vayikra yudches and vayikra chaf. There's kedoshim, there's achreimos and kedoshim. So the first parsha of arayas in achreimos is the warning, and in Parak Chaf, it's the punishment. So in the Parsha of the warning, in Vayikra Yudches, it says, after all the arayos, v'nichrusu hanafashos ha'oisois, so all arayos, which if you intentionally violate your chayiv kares, if you unintentionally violate your chayiv achatos, so we apply this to all the arayos. Va'asur liyavam, and the Achos Isha is also to yavam back in the Gemara. Av kol shehi erva, so to any of the arayas. V'chayav ma'az doina kares, that if you intentionally violate your chayav kares, al shigugasa chatos, asur liyavam. Says Gemara, okay, fine, so now I know that you can't do yibam to any of the arayos, because all the arayos are compared to Achos Isha. By the way, that was the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis. That's how the Gemara started. The Gemara said, Michdi, all the arayos are compared to Achos Isha, so Achos Isha should be the first erva mentioned. Ultimately, the Gemara said yesterday on Gimel Amud Aleph that the Mishnah is learnt in order of closeness. Okay, ve'ein li elahein, I only know the arayas are sein minayin. How do I know that tzaras of all the arayas are asar? Amrit, you'll say ma Achos Isha, just like your wife's sister Miuchedah, she erva. It's special. She's an erva. V'chayav ma'al zedoina kares. And if you intentionally live with her, you're chayav kares. V'al shigagasa chatos v'asur liyavam. She's asur to the yavam. And her tzara is asur. So, back to the hekish that all the arayos are compared to each other. So we'll say all the arayos, also just like Achos Isha, will asur their tzara. Av kol shehi erva. Likewise, any of the arayos, any woman who's an erva, v'chayavin al zedoina kares, that intentionally living with her, Yechayv Karas, Al Shigagasa Chatas, and if you do so unintentionally, Yechayv Chatas, Va'asura Liyavam, Tsarasa Asura, her Tsara is Asar. Fine. So now we have 15 Arayos, who Asar, there's no mitzvah of Yivam to, and they Asar their Tsara. So Mikan, from this line of reasoning, the Mishnah learns, Amru Chachamim, Chamesh Asrei Noshim, Poitrois, Tzoroseyan. 15 women exempt their Tzoros, V'tzara Tzoroseyan, Min HaChalitza, U'min HaYibam, Ad Soif HaOilam. Okay. Now, the truth is that there are another 6 Arayas. So you said another 6 Arayas, why aren't they in the Mishnah? You see, the thing is, these 6 Arayas are paternal Arayas. So you say, why can't we have a paternal erva in the Mishnah? Because since Yibam is only your brother's wife, your brother could never have married a paternal erva. Because if it's an erva to you, it's an erva to him. So therefore, the Mishnah, there's 6 arayos that are categorically impossible to be discussed in the Mishnah because your brother could never have married them. So the Gemara says like this, I would have thought if the arayos asar the tzara, maybe then even paternal arayos asar the tzara. So you say, if paternal arayos are going to asar their tzara, they would only be able to asar their tzara outside of the context of Yibam. Because there's no way for your brother ever to marry them. So look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yachol sha'ani marbe af sheish arayas chamuris me'ilu. I would think that we would include even the six arayas more chamur than these. What does that mean? These six arayas, these are paternal relatives. Let's say your father's sister. Now, they're not really more chamur. They're only more strict in the sense that your brother could never have made it around to marry them. But I might have thought that just like the 15 arayas aser their tzara, maybe these six arayas aser their tzara, but they would aser their tzara even if, let's say, some stranger married them. Let's say some stranger, we'll call him Faivel Pinchas. He married your father's sister and he had another wife. And then he died. I would think that your father's sister would aser her tzara. Meaning, once if there's a pasuk of litzrar by Achis Isha, why would we not apply that to all arayos and say that the paternal arayos would aser tzaros, even not in the context of Yibam? And then Taisus says, well, and if you're going to say that, then I would think even the arayos of the Mishnah aser their tzara outside of the context of Yibam. Look at Toysis, the Ramaskal, Yachol Shani Marbe, Av Sheish Arayas Chamrus Me'elu. The Gemara is really saying, or could have said, which means that the same argument applies, that maybe Arayos Aser Tzarais Shalai B'makam Yibam. Now, if you would say such a thing, that's a very different understanding of Iser Tzara than we're used to. We've always defined, when I say always, you know, we've been learning this forever, right? A whole week and a half. But the typical way of understanding Iser Tzara is that whenever there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so now the Iser, that the woman is your brother's wife, reverts. But if we're going to say there's an Iser Tzara outside of the context of Yibum, then somehow there would be an idea that an Erva actually poisons the Tzara, regardless of whether it's in B'makom Yibum or not. Okay.
Our Mishnah is talking specifically about Yibum and Chalitza.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Mishnah is certainly not going, is not holding that way. But the question is, what the Gemara is discussing is how did our Mishnah ever derive at that conclusion that the Yisr Tzara is only in the context of Yibum and not outside of it? Because if everything is learned out from Achas Isha, and the Yisr Tzara is written by Achas Isha, and all the other arayos are extrapolated, so let's take it to the next logical conclusion and say maybe the Iser Tzara is just an Iser Erva, that anyone who ever shears a husband with an Erva, that woman is Aser. Right.
Don't we say that Kiddushin is not Chal on an Erva?
Sure, it's surely not, but in other words, if a stranger was married to your daughter and he had another wife and that stranger dies, you can marry his other wife, but now we're challenging that. Maybe you can't. Maybe the fact that he was married to your daughter maybe poisoned the other wife. Maybe there's a concept of Iser Tzara even in general. Okay, so Gemara says, Yachol Shani Marbe, I might think you include Av Sheish Arayas Chamru Isma'elu. Even the six paternal arayos, Sheyu, Tzoreisein, Asurais. Says Gemara, no, Amrit. We're going to say as follows. Ma achos ishto, just like your wife's sister, Miucheda, she's special, she erva. The chayovim al zedoina kares, and you're chayiv for her intentional sin, living with her kares, al shigagasa chatos. The efsher li nosei la'achim, and your wife's sister, could marry your brother. And the asura liyavam, she's asur to the yavam. Vitzarasa asura, and her tzara is asur. So we're going to say that we only have a right to compare it to Achas Isha. Achas Isha has a quality that she could marry your brother, as opposed to the six paternal arayos that can never get around to marrying your brother, because since it's your brother from your father, so none of the paternal arayos could ever marry your brother. So we're going to learn out, Af ko shehi erva, so to anything which is an erva, the chayovin al zedoina kares, and your chayev for intentionally living with them kares, va'al shigagasa chatas, and unintentionally living them your chayev chatas, ve'ev shirli nase la'achim, any erva that could potentially marry your brother, then we say va'asur liyavam, she's asur to the Yavam. Only her tsarasa asura, only her tsara is asur. Yatsu sheish arayas chamuros me'elu, to the exclusion of the six paternal arayas. Hoyol de'i evshe linase la'achim, since she could not, since she would never be able to marry the brothers, tsaroseyan mutarais, her tsaras are mutar, she'ein tsara elame'ach. Now we come to the conclusion. In other words, this is how the Mishnah came to the conclusion that saros only come from a brother. So now the Gemara asks the Gevaldig Akasha, Azhara Shamanu Oynash Minayin. I know the warning that you can't do Yibum to an erva from Achos Isha. There it says, Isha Lachos Loisikach. That's the warning. But where do we know that there's a punishment for Achos Ishtai? Because what's amazing is that even though it only says you can't do Yibam to Achos Ishtai, there's only one erva that it doesn't say Achi of Kares. And that is Achos Ishtai. So Einish Minayin, how do I know the punishment? How do I know the punishment if you do Yibam to an erva? So here's the $1 million question. Granted, it doesn't say a kares by achos ishtai, but once we know you're not to do yibum, so now the eishasach comes back. The eishasach comes back, so that's the einish. You have a kares for the eishasach. So I don't even need a kares from the achos ishtai, because once you don't have a mitzvah of yibum, then you have a kares of eishasach. That's the kasha of Reb Nachum, okay? So don't let anybody tell you that, yeah, very nice, you did Rabbi Kiva Egan, Rabbi Chanan on Yavamis, but you didn't do Rabbi Nachum. This is Rabbi Nachum's kasha. Others also ask this kasha. That in other words, what's the Gemara asking? How do I know the Oynesh? What do you mean, how do I know the Oynesh? We've said so many times so far that whenever the mitzvah of Yibam has been removed, then the Isra Eshesach reverts. Fine. Now we move to another great sugya in Masechet Yevamos, and maybe Sunday when we review the blot and we dig into something, maybe this will be the point that we'll dig into. But the Gemara basically said like this: how do I know you don't do yibum to achos ishtai? Aleha, aleha, aleha says even though yevama yavay aleha, even though there's a mitzvah yibum, still aleha. Don't do yibam to achos ishtai. That implies, without the word aleha, you would do yibam. Why in the world would you do yibam? Achos ishtai is a kares. Asei is not doicha alav sheyesh by kares. Says the Gemara, taima dekas rachmana aleha. The reason you don't do yibam to an erva is because the Torah says aleha. Halav hachi, had the Torah not said aleha, Havamina, I would have thought, Achos Isha miyabemes, that you do Yibum to Achos Isha. My taima, why would I have thought that you do Yibum to Achos Ishtai? Da'amrinan, Asi Ase v'doi chalois Ase. Because I would have said that we know there's a concept that we have mitzvahs Ase, we have mitzvahs lois Ase. By the way, we know there's a concept, Ase doi chalois Ase. A mitzvah Ase pushes away a lav. What's the reason for that? The Ramban writes in Parshas Yisrael, when a person fulfills the mitzvah saseh, they're demonstrating love of God, avas Hashem. When a person refrains from violating a law, they're demonstrating yiras Hashem. Says the Ramban that aseh, that ahava is greater than yira, and therefore aseh is doicha loy saseh, meaning it's greater to demonstrate love of God by fulfilling the aseh than to show fear of God by not violating the law. That's how the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael learns Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. And what's very interesting is, it seems like Rabbi Kiva Eger has a problem on this Ramban, if I remember correctly, because the Rabbi Kiva Eger cites this Ramban in the Sugya. But we'll have to get to it at the right time. Okay, but be it as it may, the Gemara wants to know, when do we say Aseh Dechalos Aseh? That's a regular lav, but not an Aseh Sheish Baikaris. Look in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the reason why you don't do Yibam to an Erva is because it says Aleha. Had it not said Aleha, I would have said you do Halaf Hachi Havamina Aches Isha Miyabemes. I would have thought you do Yibam to Aches Isha. My time, why? Da Amrinon, Asi Aseh, V'dachi Lois Aseh. Because I would say an Aseh comes and pushes away the Lois Aseh. Eimar Da Amrinon, in fact, the Gemara, when do we say Asi Aseh, V'dachi Lois Aseh? Lois Aseh Greda. That's only a lav alone. Does it push away a lav that has kares? And then the Gemara sort of veers off and asks a random question that once we're on the subject, and how do you know ase is doich alois ase? Vesu, and furthermore, lois ase greida minolan didachi. How do I know alois ase alone and ase could push off? So number one, why do I need aleha? I would know you can't do Yibam anyway because an Aseh cannot push away a Lav Sheish by Kares. And number two, how do I know an Aseh could push off a regular Lav? So let's just say over one of the most famous questions of Tosfos in the whole Masechta, and that is the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos asks, the Gemara says, can an Aseh push away a Lav Sheish by Kares? Frak Tosfos, you better bet it can. Otherwise, how do you ever do Yibam? Every scenario of Yibam, the mitzvah of Yibam, is pushing away the lav sheish by kares of Eishas Ach. Right, Tzruli? In other words, what's the Gemara asking? Can I say push away lav sheish by kares? That's Yibam. By definition, Yibam is the mitzvah of Yibam pushes away the lav sheish by kares of Eishas Ach. Why don't we learn out from Yibam that Aseh Dorchalos Aseh Sheish by Kares? So Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph on the fourth line says you can't learn out from Eishas Ach that Aseh could be Dorchalos Aseh because Tosfos coins an expression Mitzvasei Bekach. By perforce, the definition of Yibam is the mitzvah to your brother's wife. So that doesn't prove that Aseh could push off a lav sheish by kares. That's because every scenario of Yibam is you're marrying your brother's wife. But you can't learn out to a case where there's an incidental kares that the Aseh could push it off. You're right. Yibam pushes off a kares. That's because that's the definition of Yibam when you're marrying your brother's wife. But who says that the Aseh could push off an incidental kares? That's the understanding of Tosfos that it's mitzvasei bekach. However, other Rishonim coin a different expression. Other Rishonim say Eishes Ach b'makom Yibam is not hodcha. It's not Aseh doich elois Aseh. It's what we call hutra. In a situation of Yibam, the Torah never said the Isser of Eishes Ach. Rashi in Chumash, by the way, implies that on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Achaz diber Elokim shtayim zu shamati, that sometimes God said two things simultaneously. He said, don't live with your brother's wife, and the mitzvah of Yibam at the same time, indicating that b'makom Yibam, he didn't give the lav of Eishes Ach. So that's a little different than Tosfos. Tosfos learns, Avada, the Aseh of Yibam, pushes away the Isser of Kares of Eishes Ach. It's just that that's perforce in the midst of Yibam, and you can't learn it out from there. Tosfos learns a little bit different, that it's what is called, I think the Yad Ramah and other Rishonim learn, that it's what is called Hutra. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so maybe we'll speak about this on Sunday. In the meantime, you got your work cut out for you in Gimel Amud Beis. And now we enter the great sugya of Aseh Dorchalos Aseh. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great evening. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.